Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. It is a Monday. We're live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Mick Cronin last hour, UCLA basketball coach, talking Purdue and UConn. I like UConn tonight. I think it's in the 6-7 point range. UConn, I bet UConn every game in the tournament. I've been betting UConn for 2 years. I think they are historically relevant and much bigger outside of Zach Edey than Purdue. I think they match up very well with Purdue. Purdue has the tallest player. The rest, the size for UConn is a huge advantage. And I think it's a close game in the first half. UConn pulls away, dominates the glass. Zach Edey will get his against everybody. It's been funny because a year ago, I watched Zach Edey a couple times at Purdue, and I'm like, yeah, that's not an NBA player. The one thing I like about him is that dude has worked. Zach Edey's a much improved player.
Yeah, he's going to have some troubles with Klingon tonight, the big kid who's 7'2 from UConn, so stacked. Tough not to like UConn tonight. I know I got some Purdue buddies who, one of them flew out to the Final Four and is living his best life out there, but I kind of like UConn, Colin.
Yeah, I do too. All right, time for Colin Right, Colin Wrong. Here we go.
Where Colin was right?
I said John Calipari always gets defensive and uncomfortable when you question his vision on one and done, and so he just bailed on a great program, Kentucky, to go to Arkansas. Because he was uncomfortable with Kentucky saying, John, we need a little more in March. It's not a move I would have made. He's going to make a bunch of money. But I think people finally ask the question. Yeah, it's recruiting. It's great. But you got to deliver in March if you're the head coach of Kentucky. Nobody cares how rich the players get in the NBA. They want to be enriched at Kentucky. And that's what he didn't do the last 4 or 5 years.
Where Colin was wrong.
I will say this for Luka and Kyrie. It's not just about winning. The Mavs now are a top 5 defensive rated team. And Kyrie's been a good teammate. And I just didn't see it. I'd watched his career. I saw how Boston worked. I saw how Brooklyn worked. All I know right now, Luka and Kyrie have the highest net rating in the league. The only one better is Jokic and several teammates. So this is a big surprise for me. They're better defensively. They're a lot of fun to watch. They're offensively brilliant. A little bit like Phoenix, but a better version where the offense is scintillating. But you just don't know how it plays in later April, May, and June. But I was wrong.
Where Colin was right?
Listen, I've been saying this forever. Purists, you can't lean on them. Go big in sports. Talk Dallas Cowboys. Talk the big brands. Women's college basketball. Iowa, on a Friday night, and that's a terrible TV night, beat every college football game except Michigan, Ohio State. Lean into stars is the key to television. Stop with the purity. Stop. Caitlin Clark's a star. Tiger's a star. The Cowboys are stars. You can't talk enough about Caitlin Clark and Iowa and Stars. It's how, in a fragmented world, people are busy and distracted. Caitlin Clark galvanized the country.
Where Colin was right?
Well, I said I watched UConn play three times in the regular season, and I said, I don't live for college basketball, I'm a casual, but that is easily the best team in college basketball. They are winning in the tournament by 25 a game. And these are the best teams, and I think they'll win by about 8 or 9 tonight. Dan Hurley on what he has built with the Huskies.
Our identity is to be pretty relentless, and you know, we might not break you for, you know, 18 minutes, 25 minutes, you know, but at some point, if what we're doing at both ends and on the backboard is at a high level, it just becomes hard for the other team to sustain it.
Yep, and that's why I think they beat Purdue, a very good and worthy Purdue team, tonight. We'll say about 78-70 feels about right.
Where Colin was wrong.
Doc Rivers, the Bucks are still a number two seed, but he's 15-17 as a head coach. I thought it would take a while, but it would be better than this because Doc Rivers' history is he's good with older teams. He was good when he got KG and Ray Allen, and he's always been good with veteran players. Some coaches are. Frank Vogel's good with bigs. Mike D'Antoni, good with pacing. It has not worked. I know that he deflects criticism. I know his rotations get a lot of criticism. But I did think, oh, this will work. This will fit. And it really, this is a strained team that just doesn't look right.
Where Colin was right?
I said this before the season and during it. Jalen Brunson's the biggest basketball star and the best basketball star in New York since Patrick Ewing. I saw him play live Friday. He's better. He's better than I thought. I love everything about him. I love that he went to Villanova. I love how tough he is. I love his resilience. He's getting better. He scored 43. The Knicks should not be beating Milwaukee. They should not be. He's just a tremendous player. And being a star is more than just about getting yours. People want to play with him. When he's on the floor, he jumps off a TV. He jumps when you're there. He is this force of nature. I know a lot of small guys don't lead teams to titles, but I don't think he has to win a title in New York to validate his greatness. Good for Jalen Brunson.
Where Colin was right?
Stephon Diggs, we said it a year ago that Josh Allen was tired of the drama. I'm a big fan of Stephon Diggs. I would take him. I think the Texans got a good player, but they wiped out the final 3 years in his contract to make him a free agent after the season, and I think it's a smart move. Listen, in my life, for whatever reasons, I don't know why, but wide receivers break the huddle first. It's more of an individual position, and you know, sometimes they bring some drama. I can think two things at once. I like the player. I like the player a lot. I'm glad he's going to the Texans. I think he'll make a difference. But we called this for the last 6 months to a year. It just felt like it was increasingly strained in Buffalo.
Where Colin was right?
You know, defensive football coaches drive me nuts. The Patriots signed a deal for a safety, Kyle Duggar, who's a good player, for almost $60 million. Defensive coaches, stop paying linebackers and safeties a fortune. Pay wide receivers, tackles, quarterbacks, and occasional running back. This is my issue with the Patriots. They hired somebody who has the same vision, albeit a younger person, of Bill Belichick. The teams right now that are growing and getting the most out of draft picks, in my opinion, are offensive coaches. Safeties are fine. I like a good safety. I'm not paying $60 million for one. Where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Let's bring in our friend Rachel Nichols, Fox Sports NBA analyst and reporter, is now joining us today. We got so many things to talk about. So many things to talk about. I said, Rachel, earlier, a lot of great athletes ride a wave.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin was the wave.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a magic dust, a quality. I always thought Tiger had it. Michael obviously had it. I think Wayne Gretzky had it. In your opinion, what is it? It's a combination of what?
Look, it's so many things, right? First of all, she's the right player at the right time. They've been building to this. There are stars in women's basketball, women's sports in general, that have been building to this moment. So that's part of it. Part of it is the way she hits those threes from the logo. It captured our attention with Steph Curry, captures our attention with Damian Lillard, and boy, it captures our attention with Caitlin Clark. And then her ability to play under all of that pressure, all of that attention, is part of it too. That's its own skill. We've seen players who have had that much attention focused on them, and they've crumbled. And the fact that she has been able to be such a standard bearer for the women's game at the same time as being a flat-out dog scorer for her team is so exceptional. And I think game just recognizes game. That's why all the NBA players are standing for her, because they see what she can do out there.
Now, she'll obviously help the WNBA. College basketball has a different feel. But I do feel she'll have some impact, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone's waiting to see. And by the way, she hasn't even been drafted yet, right? Technically, we know she's bound for the Indiana Fever, but we don't know for a fact. You know, it hasn't happened yet. And yet the Las Vegas Aces, because they're such a super team and there's so much interest in them, have already pre-booked a 20,000-seat arena for next year, for this summer's upcoming Fever Aces game. She's still playing when they booked that arena. She was still at Iowa. They were like, yep, this is what's going to happen. So that's coming to the NBA, WNBA along with her. And I just think you're getting a whole crop of women in this class who are going to uplift that league.
Yeah, I mean, Cheryl Miller in 83 similarly got $12 million. The league, college women's basketball, didn't sustain the number. Now, the product's much better.
Yeah.
Generations of encouraging young women to be athletes. The sport's better. I mean, I'm sitting there watching UConn, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching Iowa, South Carolina, and I'm like, oh, this is just good product.
Yeah.
Like, this is right. So is there a sense that, listen, you know, not every movie is going to be the Avengers, but is there a sense that this momentum will be to some degree sustained?
Oh, I think it'll be sustained on many fronts. I think we're going to see women's college basketball continue to get good numbers because people came for Caitlin Clark in this tournament, but they were introduced to Juju. They were introduced to Paige Beckers. They were introduced to other players who will still be there next season. And I think those rivalries built in a world that is not one and done. Like on the men's side, people are interested. They wanted to see, by the way, the continued beef between LSU and Iowa this year after what happened last year.
Yeah.
They wanted to see the continued beef between South Carolina and Iowa after what happened last year. You can't get that in the men's game right now because guys are out the door so quickly.
Yeah.
I think we'll see it carry over into the WNBA. As I said, we're already seeing it. They're pre-booking giant arenas here. And then I think we'll see it in all of women's sports, because if you're, say, a women's soccer league, or if you're some other kind of women's professional sport, you can now walk into a meeting with a broadcast partner and say, don't tell me that men won't watch a women's game. Don't tell me that, because look, here's the numbers. This outrated the NBA.
I know, by a lot.
I mean, it wasn't close.
Right.
So I think it's going to uplift so many different boats. That rising tide is so huge right now.
I also think, the men's game tonight will get a massive number. There is something, I always feel this about the middle of the country. They feel ignored. And sometimes it's true, right? Like you watch the network news on any
100%.
Network. It's all New York, LA, San Francisco stories. And so I think it's always great when our dynasties are the Packers or the Chiefs. And Purdue, it's great.
Absolutely.
West Lafayette, engineering school. Here comes
Zach Eadie. Wonderful. They're not going to win.
I don't think so either. I don't think people understand. Zach Eadie's great. UConn is one of the biggest college teams I've seen in a decade. I think UConn wins, pulls away, beats them up second half. What's the feeling when you talk to people about this team?
Every opponent that they've played, the coach on the other side comes out and said, that's the best team I've ever coached against. That you're listening to the experts, the guys who are on the floor against them, and they say, that is it, it's them. And it's because they do so many different things. Yes, they have great talent, but they do every other single little thing right. They play great team defense. They play for each other. They are all so smart out on the court. They're making the right play every time. And that chemistry and camaraderie is all there. There is just not a piece of being a great team that they are missing. And I feel bad. And if Purdue does a huge upset tonight, I'm telling you in advance, I'm sorry. And you can play this clip of me doubting you, but I'm doubting you. I think that UConn is going to win.
I do, too. For the record, I mean, I didn't think Kentucky should fire Calipari, and I've got mixed feelings about John, and he can get mad at me. I think sometimes I wish I understand the salesmanship of Nick Saban, but he takes the hat off and coaches. If I was Kentucky, I'd call Jay Wright and give him whatever he wants. I think Jay's really happy. By the way, he does a great job as a broadcaster.
He does.
Jay Wright's outstanding. But this feels like Kentucky said, John, we're not going to fire you, but we need you to be better in March. And he didn't like that. And so he goes to a solid program. Are you shocked that he would? That's like leaving Duke
I agree. Look, I saw the headline and I almost couldn't believe it last night. I was like, wait, what? What is happening here? And by the way, didn't we settle this last week? But the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. That felt very much like a forced marriage situation when they gave that press conference with Calipari and the AG saying that he would be staying at least another year. You very much felt the weight of that $33 million that they would still owe him if they kicked him out the door. And I think that while they were all saying the right things, the vibe between them was, hey, we're stuck with each other. We don't really want to be here. And this may have been a little bit of a case of, hey, I'm breaking up with you before you can break up with
me.
And a little bit of a case of, you're being offered this green pasture on the other side of, no, Arkansas does not have the history Kentucky has.
Right.
They haven't won a title in 30 years.
Yeah.
So you are being offered a fan base that will be grateful to get to the second round all of a sudden. And by the way, I know they were in the Elite Eight twice recently, but still, you have the ability to start something new there that hasn't been done in decades. And they also have a lot of money. And don't underestimate
Arkansas does,
the fact that the Tyson chicken heir is there and is funding things. You've got Walmart money there. They are going to be able to shower NIL money. They are going to be able to pay for the very best staff, the very best of everything else. And I think John sees an opportunity to sort of have a little bit of a fresh start with a fan base that wants him as opposed to a fan base that feels stuck with him and a school that feels stuck with him. I'm interested to see what he can do there.
The so the Bronny James story, you know, and I mean, not that I got on my high horse, but I'm like, you know, when people say, well, he's only getting drafted for LeBron, and my takeaway is sort of the way you got into law school, dad was there. Like, that's the world. When I started a business 3 years ago, I went to people I knew and I trusted. I called one NBA scout last week, and he said, yeah, I can see a team, smart kid. He'd be a nice player on a smart, like a Spurs.
Yep.
You get a good coach, good staff. He plays the right way. He is getting better, and his shot's gotten a lot better.
Yes.
And by the way, the Lakers, 55 pick, what they need is young guys who can shoot. It's like what they're one. They don't need size. So your takeaway on potentially LeBron and the Lakers, I could see. I mean, you wouldn't want somebody to draft him around where you drafted and not take him. My take is if the Lakers think he's going to get drafted somewhere, they would draft him.
Look, if LeBron comes to the Lakers and said, I would like you to draft my son, my opinion is that they will draft his son. I think that Jeannie Buss has shown she wants to keep the stars happy, and I don't think it's a huge risk for them. I like to say in the NBA that second-round picks, they're like singles at a strip club. Like, people do trade them around quite often, and there is no doubt that people have taken chances on second-round, late second-round picks that are way more of a wild card than Bronny James.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who, no, he has not put up the numbers in college, and he had the heart thing and all of the other stuff, but he is an NBA body. He has an NBA IQ.
Yeah.
He has been having conversations for the last 18 years with one of the smartest guys in the game, and he is able to be an on-ball defender. He is someone who could develop with a two-way contract or develop into a rotation player. And the idea that if you took him, you'd be giving up so much, and I can't believe you would do that. Come on. They're not talking about taking him in the top three.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Jokic and Draymond Green, maybe Tony Parker, you can name most of the great second-round players because there's not a lot of them.
Right.
What you're looking for is people that fit and are rotational. And if it energizes the best player in the game in my city, I'm good with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Bronny,
and how special would that be, by the way? I don't have any problem with them. If that is what they decide, they want to play together. And by the way, Bronny James could decide, and he could turn around to his dad and be like, Dad, can it, okay? I just want to make it on my own. I don't want to play with you. I don't know what's happening in the James household. I'm not there. But if they want to do it, I mean, you remember when Bobby and Brett Hull played together? It's special. It's cool to see. It transcends sports. And why shouldn't we be rebooting for a fun story like that?
So the I will say this about Doc Rivers. So I like Doc. You know Doc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his rotations. I try not to crush Darvin Ham or Doc Rivers on rotations because I'm not at practice. And there are times that you reward guys for effort and you put them in a rotation. And, you know, I hear people getting upset at Darvin Ham all the time. I'm like, he sees something.
Mm-hmm.
He sees effort. I'm going to reward effort at practice in games. Are you shocked that I thought it would be better because Doc's good with old players? It's kind of been a clunker.
It has been surprising, especially since when you talk to players on that team in the week or two after Doc got there, they were praising the fact that he had them communicating with each other better, that each player knew what their role was more, their team defense was better. So a lot of the building blocks that would make them a good playoff team, Doc was putting in there. But you have not seen them playing with the kind of joy that we've seen some of the most successful Bucks teams, and Giannis cracking the dad jokes and guys, you know, beating their chests and Bobby Portis running around. And I think that is what's missing. They know that, by the way. Doc Rivers talked about that. He said the team is heavy the other day, right? That is what that is about. Giannis talked about it in the postgame press conference last night. So they recently had, according to The Athletic, a big come to Jesus film session where the top players sat and they spoke their mind and they said what they thought and they tried to move forward. I personally, I take them all out drinking for a night. I mean, this team needs to just go have some fun together and bond, go bowling, do something like that, but they need to lighten up. And if they are given the chance to do that going into this postseason, I still think they could be dangerous, but they're not there right now. Yeah. And it's an upset potential in the first round.
There's a legendary story about the great John Wooden, who's a very religious man, a man of great conviction. And he had a UCLA team, and they were, he watched practice for 2 or 3 weeks, and they had a big game coming up, and John's practices were down to the second. And John watched his team play, and he thought they were tight. And so for the only time in his career, he told his assistants, we're going to goof around. We're going to dunk it at practice. We're going to be, he goes, the team's way too tight.
Yeah.
And they went, I think they beat Indiana. But I think there's value in that, is teams that like each other off the floor play better on the floor.
100%.
By the way, LeBron embraced AD very quickly. And it's like, it's been part of it, right?
Absolutely. And look, we've talked about Damian Lillard, and Damian Lillard has openly talked about he's had a hard time there this year, personally, his personal life. He misses his kids. His kids are still back in Portland. He is someone who really feeds off his family, just like Giannis does. And I think not having that has been hard for him. So there's been this set, sort of dour, kind of serious, heavy mood around this team. And they are in a danger spot with the Sixers being in the position right now them in the first round. If things continue the way they are, you have to look at the Sixers having huge upset potential in that series. We just have to see if they make it into the playoff that same way. And maybe they play Atlanta in the first round and they have the chance to get their legs down under them, the Bucks do. And then we'll see. That's a different story. So,
so great having you here.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to talk about the eclipse because nobody's watching after this. It starts in 40 minutes, then you can leave. But right now it's Rachel Nichols.
It's cloudy in a lot of the country today.
Really cloudy. I mean, you couldn't see your hand cloudy.
Are you going to do like a fake eclipse on the show? Just one of the spotlights? Put like a hand, you know?
Should have been in our creative meeting this morning, Rachel. She knows.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach, talking Purdue and UConn tonight. But first, it's J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You know, that whole Kentucky thing with Calipari, I'll say it's not officially done. It should be done. But one of the lists I saw of coaches' names is like, oh, they should call Mick Cronin. So if all of a sudden he cancels on us, that could be a tell. He's got something cooking.
It could be.
He's a really good coach, obviously.
Could be the solar eclipse. I mean, you don't know why he's canceling.
Well, what's that? I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. Okay, let's start with the Minnesota Vikings. They're apparently rumored to move up from the 11th pick in the draft. According to former Viking GM Rick Spielman, Minnesota will gladly overpay to get a chance to select J.J. McCarthy.
They're not going to get it for just the first two round picks. They're going to have to throw in their first round pick in 2025 plus some more draft capital to do what they have to do to go up and get it. So if they go get him, I don't think he's the fourth overall best quarterback in this draft, or best, or I shouldn't say best quarterback, best player in this draft. But if you have to have one, then you're going to overpay to get one. I think he's going to be a good pro, but I think they're going to overpay if they have to go up and get him.
I completely agree.
Oh, come on. There's a reason a former GM is saying that. Come on. You think you're okay overpaying to go get J.J. McCarthy?
Well, I don't ever want to overpay or overdraft a player, but I do think there is one position in the sport, sometimes two. I think I would, you know, I would overdraft a left tackle if I know he's going to start for me and be B to B plus. Like, Joe Alt is good. He's not, nobody thinks he's Jonathan Ogden. He's a guy that could go in, make a couple of Pro Bowls. I've talked to two GMs on Joe Alt. They like him. They don't think he's going to be one of the great left tackles in league history. He'll make a couple of Pro Bowls. He's a good left tackle. If you need a left tackle and you know, you see him as your 13th best player and you draft seven, then go draft Joe Alt. That's a prime example.
Don't you feel like this is just posturing, Colin? People just filling the void leading up to the draft? J.J. McCarthy, trading up to get him at like four? Colin, that sounds, just listen to what you're saying. Trading up for J.J. McCarthy.
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay, right. You wouldn't do it, I wouldn't do it. I don't think the Vikings would do it. Now, we know someone close to the Vikings, and hopefully we'll hear some more stuff as things get closer.
I think the Giants would draft a quarterback. They won't move up. So the question being, if the Vikings are patient, remember that the Chargers were patient and got Herbert. He fell to them. They were patient and got Rashawn Slater. They were patient and got Derwin James. Just sit and wait. You got Sam Darnold. You're going to win games with Sam Darnold. Just be patient. I don't think you have to jump up to New England at three. If somebody wants to do that, it'll probably be for a Drake May or a Jaden Daniels. I don't think that what I'm hearing in the NFL, the people I trust do not have J.J. McCarthy in the top three quarterbacks in terms of talent.
Yeah.
They have him at best the fourth.
I like him a lot. I'm not giving up future first to go up three spots to get the fourth best quarterback. I'm just not doing that. All right, next up, with three games left, the Lakers. How about this? They are just a half game behind the Kings for the eighth seed after the Lakers lost last night. And during that loss to the Timberwolves, AD took a shot to the eye, did not return. I know this has been your big thing. He's been healthy all season. Now he's got a shot to the eye. There's optimism. He should be back Tuesday night for a seismic game against the Warriors. By the way, LeBron sat out last night, saving it for this big Warriors game on Tuesday.
This is one of the more interesting NBA games in a month. Warriors-Lakers. So size against shooting.
We got lucky. We got Caitlin Clark Sunday. We got the Final Four on Saturday. We get the Natty tonight. And we get Lakers-Warriors on Tuesday. There's a chance.
This is a really, we haven't had any controversy, but it is interesting. We keep hearing how television is dying. I got news for you.
You keep putting on these big stories. The draft will get huge numbers. Yeah. Kalen Clark, tonight's game, UConn,
tonight is
Purdue.
People are doubting you on that.
Oh, it's going to get a massive number.
This UConn team, people don't understand. Like, if you haven't watched, they are UNLV-level dominant. They are.
Also,
UNLV from the 90s.
New York, Philadelphia, the Northeast. That's the biggest program in the Northeast. So you're going to get the Northeast to watch. Purdue's going to give you the Midwest. And then the West Coast, Lakers-Warriors is tomorrow. Like Monday night's not a big NBA night. So I think a lot of casuals on the West Coast will watch.
Yeah.
The Midwest is going to watch in droves. And the Northeast, when you can get Philly, New York.
Big Ten hasn't been in the title game in
forever.
Like almost 20 years.
Was
something.
It Michigan or Michigan State?
I think Sparty back in the day. Listen. It's a good week for basketball. Obviously, we're rooting for the Lakers. We don't want to see Lakers versus the Kings in the play-in. I know Lakers fans can scoff. I'm just telling you, that's not a good matchup for the Lakers. Final story, Colin. UFL onside kick alternative showed up big yesterday in the Brahmas 19-14 win over the Showboats. So in the UFL, you can choose to bypass a kickoff or onside kick and take the ball at your own 28 for a 4th-and-12 scenario. This is kind of cool. I was not really aware of this, but it's kind of awesome. So San Antonio did that, converted it, and marched down the field for the game-winning score. Listen, I don't know if the NFL would add this kind of 4th-and-12 scenario, but the idea that you can have, you could be down 2 touchdowns late, and all of a sudden you score, and then you got a chance because of this 4th-and-12. Kind of cool.
The answer in the NFL is usually, will it make the television product better? And if the answer is yes, they will consider it. Baseball still hasn't figured out. It's Broadway, baby. It's a TV product. Stop worrying about in-house. It's a TV product. There's 10 times more people, 100 times more people watching on TV than in a stadium. So with the NFL, the PAT now, it's better television. The catch rule got cleaned up. Better television. This onside stuff's going to be better television. And that's all the NFL, if they can keep you in front of a TV instead of going to the fridge and getting a, you know, Coors Light, that's what they're going to do.
So you're a Coors Dog Silver kind of guy, huh?
Yeah.
Coors Light? Nice. Are they a sponsor now?
No.
I could use a Coors Light keg for the natty tonight at my house.
Okay, great.
You coming by?
Nope, not. What? At home. Can't wait. Is that it?
Yeah.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
It really was interesting, the whole the Kaitlyn Clark story. It was funny because I talked to an executive at this network about a week ago, and I said, well, the game's on cable. It's not on television, and cable is not broadcast TV. So I said, oh, the game will get like 7.5 million, and it got like 12. And I was like, I've been wrong before. I'm usually not doubly wrong. Is the Kaitlyn Clark thing, you can't explain a phenomenon. It is, and everybody watches it. I think one of the things is we're so distracted with our iPhones that it's very difficult to get something that everybody's like, I'm interested in that. And, we got one today. We had one yesterday. It just doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, don't fight it. Like, it's here, and it's not necessarily always explainable. And Kaitlyn Clark was like, yeah, she's a good player, and they're not the best team, and it just worked. It's just this ascending, relatable, very talented, and it matters that it's a story that I can play along with. It's easy to follow, and it's been 2 to 3 years in the making. College men's basketball has no chemistry or continuity. It's a turnstile. It's bad for business. I know, media always loves to empower the player. Can be bad for business. It's bad if you're paying an average quarterback the bag. That's bad for business. Business is why the NFL is king. You rarely get trapped with a bad contract. In baseball and the NBA, you get trapped constantly with a bad contract, and it crushes the momentum of your franchise. This was an easy story. It was like a remake in Hollywood. It was easy to follow along.
So did you see that a lot of people were outraged that, like, CNN and other outlets are like, South Carolina beats Kaitlyn Clark in the championship. And then, of course, the whole story, the image is all Kaitlyn Clark. And people are like, give South Carolina their credit. And Colin, you and I have been in this business. We know the media is a business. They know that people care about Kaitlyn Clark. Like, South Carolina, great story.
Years ago.
Are you clicking a Kaitlyn Clark story? Are you turning on your TV for Kaitlyn Clark? Are you downloading podcasts for her? She is business right now. And South Carolina, they're a story, but they're not business.
Yeah. Never forget, college football ratings exploded this year. Why? because Michigan felt bigger than Georgia. Michigan's right in the middle of the country. Jim Harbaugh is a rock star. There was Jim Harbaugh being suspended. Michigan football this year felt big as the NFL. We were talking Michigan football every Monday. We were talking it virtually every day on the week. We don't do that with college football. So you'd be idiotic if you were Fox and have a Big Ten contract not to put Michigan on every week. I'm sorry, but when the Detroit Pistons beat that Shaq and Kobe Laker team that fell apart, I can remember being on the air at the other network and saying, the story isn't the Pistons winning, and it wasn't. The next day, the story was, oh, the Lakers, Shaq and Kobe and Phil, they all hate each other. That was the story. Don't confuse we won with we're more interesting. When America beat Russia, Russia was the much better team. The better story was Mike Ruzioni and the underdog American team in Lake Placid winning. Internationally, it was a wild, shocking upset. American team, less talented, was a much greater story winning than Russia beating our guys by 9 goals, which I think they did in Madison Square Garden a couple of months earlier. Don't confuse the winner with the more interesting story.
How about Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes? I mean, Deion Sanders opened his mouth. People can't tear themselves away from the television. They were okay at the beginning, won a couple games. Even though they petered out, they were still drawing huge numbers. And people just have to understand, like, that's how it works. Like, if the masses want to watch Deion or Caitlin Clark or Steph Curry, they're going to do that, and you're going to have to read about that. That's just how it is.
I'm not in the credit business. Visa is. MasterCard's in the credit business. I'm not in that business. I'm in the honesty business. I'm in the interesting business. Caitlin Clark's fascinating. Alabama was the best college football program over the last 10 to 12 years. They weren't that interesting because everybody got fatigued. I said this during Brady's run. If you'd have taken Brady out, married to a supermodel, Tom Brady, New England was sort of about efficiency. Yeah. They weren't fascinating. The Chiefs, Mahomes, Andy Reid, the stylistic nature of their offense, that's an interesting one. If you watch Green Bay play now with Jordan Love, they're fun to watch. They're fast. They're multiple. They're all these young players. That is a fun team to watch. I don't think they're the best team in the league. So I think Lamar Jackson, to me, the way he plays, it's a different style. I always think Baltimore's, even though they're a run team, is kind of fascinating to watch. Tennessee with Derrick Henry is not that interesting to watch. So teams are Buffalo. In my entire life, Buffalo has been a Greek tragedy. But I mean, Jim Kelly, Josh Allen, they can't win the big one. The Chicago Cubs winning the World Series are not one of the 10 best teams in my lifetime. The ratings were stupendous. The story of the Cubs, I was absolutely rooting for them to win that World Series. It was great for America, great for the Midwest, great for the Cubs, great for baseball. Remember the Cowboy up Red Sox? The Cowboy up Red Sox. The Yankees had won enough. I wanted the Red Sox to win.
I was going to say, Caitlin Clark has like a Dallas Cowboys feel to women's college basketball. Well, like, people are kind of into it. And then, oh, Caitlin Clark's playing. We got to turn them on. Dallas Cowboys play on Sunday. People turn them on. That's how America works.
It's very rare when you get the greatest player and they're underdogs.
Yeah.
Generally, the greatest player is a favorite. So I think that's part of Michael Jordan's appeal, is that Michael, for years, was the greatest player, but he couldn't get past the Pistons, who bullied and tackled him, or the Celtics. So you all felt like, oh, I love this basketball player named Michael Jordan. I love watching him play. And he just kept losing close and losing and losing. So when he broke through, you felt like you were part of this journey. And I didn't care who won yesterday, and I thought South Carolina. I mean, South Carolina had a 30-0 bench scoring advantage. Like, a way better team, deeper team.
Yeah, all their bench are like freshman 5-star recruits. Yeah. Iowa's got like no star recruits on their bench.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Saturday on Fox, catch Ohio State's annual Scarlet and Gray game, where Coach Ryan Day and the Buckeyes begin a pivotal season and look to rise to the top of college football once again. It all kicks off at noon Eastern on Fox.
I have wondered forever, serious question, why people don't run spring games. I'm not talking a lot of them, but like you couldn't run like Steve Sarkisian, their spring game, Ohio State, Notre Dame spring game, LSU spring game. I've never understood why people don't do that. I've also always wondered why we don't put surfing on a network. I just like watching it. When you live in California, you sit by a pier, have a cup of coffee. I can sit and watch. I'm mesmerized by surfers. Probably not a great television product, but they put beach volleyball for years and years. Remember when NBC lost like NFL or baseball and they put the pro volleyball league on TV? It held up for a couple of years.
AVP, yeah.
You remember that.
Awesome, yeah.
So there's this story. I love to watch the outrage on the internet. It just cracks me up. And now we're going into an election cycle. It's already here. So it's April, November, you know, in the next 2 months, it's going to get so toxic on all your devices. Stay away. You're not going to learn anything. It's tribal. Everybody's got their, you know, candidate. But I love watching when people get outraged over stuff they would never really care about, but they just want to manufacture clicks and interest. So LeBron James' son, he's entered the NBA draft potentially and the portal. And somebody may, you know, pay him some money to play for him. He is good enough, I think, to be drafted mid to late second round, you know, 55th, 60th pick. Smart kid, plays the right way, getting better. His jumper's gotten better. Lakers just don't have young shooters. They actually need some. So, you know, he averages so many points a game. He also had a medical issue where it completely shut down his growth and his game. They were worried about, you know, living and stuff like that. So it's like, it's fine. He's better than 5 points a game. But people are all getting outraged by it. And I'm like, folks, name the business in the country where connections don't matter. Name one. If LeBron's going to sign a max $180 million extension and Bronny makes $1 million to be the 55th pick, oh, you're paying $181 million for LeBron. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. It doesn't. I mean, is he being a bit overdrafted? They're talking about J.J. McCarthy, you know, people giving away multiple first-round picks for J.J. McCarthy. That kind of overdrafting could be catastrophic if he doesn't hit. If you're drafting somebody 55th that should be drafted 62nd or not at all, I just don't. I can remember Bill Belichick's drafted kickers. Bill Belichick, a couple years ago, the GOAT coach, drafted three interior offensive linemen and a kicker. So it's just drafting. There was one time I think he drafted a guy from Ohio State that was known as a tough guy, a rugby player who'd be good on special teams. People draft different people all the time. Here was Rachel Nichols on Bronny entering the NBA draft.
If LeBron comes to the Lakers and said, I would like you to draft my son, my opinion is that they will draft his son. I think that Jeannie Buss has shown she wants to keep the stars happy, and I don't think it's a huge risk for them. Here's a guy who, no, he has not put up the numbers in college, and he had the heart thing and all the other stuff, but he is an NBA body. He has an NBA IQ. He has been having conversations for the last 18 years with one of the smartest guys in the game, and he is able to be an on-ball defender. He is someone who could develop with a two-way contract or develop into a rotation player, and the idea that if you took him, you'd be giving up so much, and I can't believe you would do that. Come on. They're not talking about taking him in the top three.
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow the history of the 55th draft choice in the NBA. I bet if you went back 10 years, you're not giving up much. That would be my guess, my hunch. I love the NFL draft. I mean, I'll literally watch NFL draft all weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I love it. NBA draft, I watch till about 15th pick, and then you sort of, you know, it becomes either international or college guys that are going to be at most rotational players. What was your take when you heard Bronny entering the NBA draft?
Not a shocker. Second round pick. I like Bronny a lot. I think he's going to be a solid rotation player in like 5 years.
Yeah.
But you can't take him in the first. You just can't do it.
Right.
Here's where it gets interesting. I know you haven't looked at the NBA draft. Will there be a U.S. college player drafted in the top five?
No.
It's tough. I don't know. Now, the kid on UConn tonight, Castle.
Yes.
Could be. And the big kid, Klingon, could be. But
I don't think that.
It doesn't.
You know, it's interesting. In college basketball, size is huge because there's not a lot of it. I mean, Purdue's got one big guy. So, like, having a 7'4 center in college is, like, changes the entire sport. In the NBA, there's so much size that people go the other way. Let's get small ball. Let's get quicker. But in college, if you have a dominant 7-footer, it is such a massive advantage. I mean, Gonzaga doesn't get blown out by anybody. They got blown out twice by Zach Edey and Purdue. It's like, we don't have an answer for it.
It's weird. Somebody hit me with a hot take. Could Zach Edey, are you ready for this, turn into like Brook Lopez in the NBA?
Why not?
Brook Lopez, by the way, took, I think, 3 or 6 3-pointers in his whole college career. Now that's all he does, shoot threes and protect the rim. Why couldn't Zach Edey do that?
He's improved from last year to this year at Purdue. Hour three next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.